partner of mine's house, and we was playing some music.
Talking to the mic.
We wanted to. She was playing some music, and she's like, "I want to take over." And when she took over the aux cord, first song she played was "Freak Ho." Freak Ho. Drop your knees. What was it? Drop your knees, elbows, some shit.
Make your knees touch your elbows.
Yeah. And she bust that shit.
Drop your ass, make your knees touch your elbows.
Exactly. Where she bust that shit like going out of style. Child of the future. Think Molly made me dance for her.
This is Starman, a.k.a. Fox Blunt, also known as Yuki the Golden Karama, host of the Ninja Please podcast. And I just would like to say thank you for listening, and be sure to like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Stay tuned for more.
I just want to say, if you think you grew up in the era with blowing out cartridges, and you associate that with an N64, you're a fucking poser. N64 controllers or games did not require you to fucking blow in them. That was
Nintendo. That was Nintendo.
That wasn't 64.
And maybe even Super Nintendo. Yeah.
Sega Genesis.
Definitely wasn't 64.
Yeah. But you know what though?
Which just turned.
I'm not gonna say I didn't blow in them.
What? 25 this year.
Yes, it did.
I didn't say that golden eye that I used a billion times, I didn't.
Man.
Yeah. Ouch. Yeah, you had to with that.
Ouch. Do that shit before I came in the room.
Slutfest in that bitch.
What you know about it? Know about Slutfest? Oh, what? I know you know about Slutfest.
Slapfest.
Oh, Slapfest. They talking about Slutfest. That was a...
No, Slapfest.
Oh, Slutfest.
Slap these bitches.
That was a Georgia Southern thing back in my day.
Oh, no. I went to Georgia Southern maybe two or three times.
And it wasn't for Slutfest?
No. Yeah, I missed out.
Slutfest was like white people's Freaknik.
That's a serious situation.
Rubber dancing?
No, fucking Slutfest. We're not talking about no goddamn. We're talking about.
Alright, y'all. Shit, I guess speaking of fucking festing, Titans, bro. Couple weeks of Titans. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Spoilers ahead, bro. If you don't want the spoilers, get the fuck out now. Cause that's how we're kicking it. We're about to kick off the last two episodes of Titans.
Damn, I ain't see the last episodes. Fuck it.
Well, the episode before the last, let's start there. Everybody came back from the dead. Well, not everybody. Specifically, Wonder Girl did.
Majority of them did.
Bruh.
Not Hulk.
I did not like that shit. I thought that shit was. Bro, what the fuck?
Corny.
Bruh. The fact that they had her body in Themyscira.
Yeah.
And she just popped out in New Jersey. With the whole... What the fuck?
No explanation.
Bruh. Wow. She could at least came back to life in Themyscira. They've been going through this whole fucking ritual to bring her back. Shot her pops out in Brooklyn. And got a fucking drive to Gotham, bro. I'm like, hold on. How you get your body? Where your soul go? You mean your soul come with the body? I'm so confused. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, she just popped up and she's alive. And
y'all didn't tell me.
I ain't disputing them bringing people back to life. It's a comic book show, but... Charlotte, they were going through a whole process in Themyscira. How you just prop up in the suburb?
How your body made it all the way to damn from there to there?
Yeah.
Ass did it.
The body just popped. The body just popped up everywhere, man.
I really don't...
I mean, outside of that, it was cool. It was cool seeing, like, you know, Hank really being like, fuck that guy, bro. He killed me. Yeah. And, you know, her being like, yeah, I'm here. And, you know, and I like the whole time Tim is getting pulled in. And it's like, nah, bro, you resisting. But, nigga, that's the resuscitation, nigga. They bringing your ass back. Nigga, stop running from the resuscitation.
You were dead, dog. Like, you did some fucked up shit too.
Yeah, Superbuck could have got you to a hospital in record time and chose to dial 911 for your ass. Nigga could have just sped your ass to the nearest hospital or cauterized your wound, but he just waited. To Channel 6 showed up with the chopper.
It's just Channel 6.
To the Channel 6 chopper.
He used X-ray vision to see this, what was going on with you.
Fucked up.
April O'Neil on the scene.
That's it, bro. Superboy do shit. I'm Ninja like, Superboy Turtles. Bro, Titans is wasting Superboy. I'm just like, bro.
Yeah, they really are.
Y'all wasting Superboy. Y'all talking about, we ain't talking about a nigga where even half the power of Superman is a god, bro. And this nigga is not doing shit. This nigga just look around stupid. And then they need the pussy.
He's sitting around fucking flat fire.
I said the nigga laid up, but that ain't no excuse. How you gonna tell her, I'm gonna protect you, nothing's gonna happen to you. Then the next scene,
right now you laid out. Bro, how you gonna protect her?
Nah, he up there reflecting bullets and shit. He mastered that shit like Superman. That's all that shit was.
Like, bro, you come in practicing this whole time. Y'all in the mansion. Y'all
need to be shooting him.
Right. They need to be standing there shooting at him. You're right. Like, block it, nigga.
I'm like, bro, I've seen y'all do everything but train.
Y'all
bro.
Done had all this time.
They don't train. I ain't seen a nigga train since one
y'all
episode.
Y'all in the
bro.
Fucking right. Batcave ain't trained not one.
Not once. Right. I ain't seen nobody train, bro.
Beast Boy can turn to a gorilla.
Wait.
No, he can't.
Beast Boy did train.
I said Beast Boy.
Remember he was in there practicing his
turned
shit.
Turned to gorillas.
That nigga think about
shit.
Crows. That nigga somehow. That nigga believe he can fly. He wanna touch the sky.
He won't be our killer.
Oh Lord have mercy. No, I hope
he wake
not.
Up naked round fucking. Stop. I ain't gonna even go there.
Raven.
Oh man.
Raven. She about his age, ain't she?
I don't know what the fuck Raven got going on. How you gonna cuss out? No, shout out to them naming her Lydia. I feel like that was a callback to motherfucking Handmaid's Tale.
Right.
She was like, thanks, Lydia. Really? I thought it was a callback to they really called her Lydia, and I was just like.
I thought that was a callback to.
Beetlejuice?
Oh, well, no. My mind went elsewhere. I was thinking about the lady from Wonder Woman. Her name was Linda.
No. It could have been. Like I know, Handmaid's Tale, you know. It's a lady that watch over the young girls. Her name is Aunt Lydia. So she when she called her Aunt Lydia, I got a sense of, oh, that's a callback.
Yeah.
But really,
it's possible.
Lydia kicking your ass like, we need to see if you ain't possessed, baby. You didn't come back in your body. You popped up in the woods. I got to put the Sarah filter on your ass and fight you with a... You put your sword out of nowhere, Shada. We got to... I'll test you right now. I'm like, no, Lydia, this is not Themyscira. Why the fuck are y'all not going to Themyscira? Matter of fact, Raven, why the fuck are you in these people's secret island questioning how the fuck they do shit, bitch? Can you chill? Like, damn, Raven.
I'm going to...
Cause she
use
came
my
with
my powers.
Yeah, she came with her own agenda.
Like, come on now.
Yeah, she came with her own agenda.
And I'm
bro.
Mad, Shawty right there, just not saying shit. I'm like, look, can you check her? Cause Raven need to be checked. I like
bro,
Raven.
She's just gonna shake her
but
head.
But Raven
like,
need
nah,
to be checked. But Raven is literally out here just like I'm trying to use
they were
my
too
dad's
busy.
Power to bring somebody from the dead.
No.
Whoa, they were too whoa, busy whoa, trying whoa. To trying to save her, man. Like
don't save
like the black
her.
Chick. Who was training her and shit. She was like, I'll make sure she goes through the proper channels to know the, how we do things and all this shit. She was basically trying to take up for her, you know what I'm saying? Like, she don't know our ways, man. You know what I'm saying? Like go easy on her.
How long you been here?
A month.
Like, Shawty, it's long enough.
I think she knows, right. It's been way
you know
long
how we
enough.
Get down?
I think you know.
Nigga, where Diana? Where her mama? Like, what the fuck? Who the fuck is Lydia, nigga? Like, because Raven getting out of pocket. Like, it's Raven. Like, Raven, we need you to do some incredible shit. Like, you literally wasted your whole time because you didn't even bring her back.
I need you to put these rocks back up together.
Build and form a symbol.
It's only a symbol. As simple as building a soul.
Yeah, I love that, though. That's my favorite part of the episode when she had to build it. And she was trying to teach her that lesson that, like, look, you're going to get... You're getting frustrated
you
by trying...
you can do it.
You're getting frustrated by trying to build this shit. And you think... Bringing somebody from the dead supposed to be easy? No, bitch, that shit supposed to be impossible.
Right.
So it's gonna be very fucking stressful. I need you to.
That's been here since forever.
I need you to maintain your fucking stress because when you stress, you overreact. The black gooey venom shit come out and fuck everything up. And Raven ain't getting that shit, and it's just like shouted like you ain't.
She was trying to use that shit to damn do it, like speed it up, and like that ain't gonna work, Charlotte.
No,
like her soul is not in her body right now, bro. It's been a month.
She been staying alive on this train.
Word up.
I fuck with her though. I really do like her because I, you know.
I'm a Starfire fan.
I mean, I fuck with Starfire too, bro. Like the Starfire, let's shift to Starfire Blackfire, bro. Cause,
okay.
Because you know, Superboy got his Starfire in there. Like, look, shout out, I know what the fuck going on. We seen them laid up. Superboy,
are we gonna speak on this week's?
Ocean, you ain't seen this week. You might want to excuse yourself.
Sure. I'm gonna watch it irregardless.
Irregardless.
Okay. Well, goddamn.
Take it black.
I was just gonna say, goddamn. One shot, I got shot. Because Superboy.
All that Themyscarian armor.
And her Themyscarian body, you know what I'm saying? Let's not forget that, but, you know, whatever. You know, she got shot. She called a Goku, you know what I'm saying? Getting shot by a laser gun type shit. She started bleeding out and shit, and Starfire dragging to this church, you know.
I'm gonna protect you.
I'm gonna heal you real quick using my powers. Start healing, and then she like, wait a minute, I feel it. I can feel it. She started getting a taste of her power. She like, wait a minute, this is what this shit feel like.
Wait a minute, Rondell.
Oh, don't let go, nigga. Ooh, let me get all of that.
I like that crack fire, bro.
But I love that shit. That shit was fire.
Almost. She wanted it. That man said crack fire.
That shit was fire to me, dog.
Bro, she was just like, nah, sis. Like,
you gotta let me get this. You gotta let me get this shit, y'all.
Bro, I don't even care if they're real sisters.
I'm trying to pull with you. Right, I need to get that.
That's how my attitude is like, bitch, you trying to pull, I'm trying to fuck with you.
Right.
Oh, man.
Boy.
Bro, so Blackfire essentially, you know, absorbs her sister's powers. This is after they have a confrontation with the police.
Oh yeah, I skipped all of that, but
they have a confrontation with the police.
Yeah.
And the confrontation with the police is based on the idea of y'all the bad guys. We finna turn ourselves in and then bail out and go into hiding. And it's just like, bitch, this the police. Of course, they bored.
Of course that's Nightwing's idea because that sounds like some Batman type shit. They don't have
anything else to investigate.
All these niggas in the city biting niggas, foaming at the mouth.
Right.
Right.
And y'all wanna be
here.
Who
else they gonna investigate?
That's the bullshit I didn't like. Like, okay. Y'all really gonna believe? No. Y'all really gonna believe some fucking video that pop up on everybody's shit in classic goddamn villain form. Yeah, everybody's screen just pops
and
up.
Nobody's
and says,
gonna believe
the commissioner.
Right.
The actual commissioner says this shit fake, and niggas still like, "Fuck you, bitch! I'm about to shoot these niggas," and she looking like
them niggas
I'm the commissioners.
Them niggas taking fucking bribes and shit from these crazy motherfuckers,
bro,
man.
Literally, you learned that, bitch. You only
That's
got this job because your daddy was the former commissioner.
That's what got
we don't
is.
Respect you. We don't because we ain't listening to you. She's saying, "Look, that's the Titans. They good niggas." Is just like, "Fuck you, bitch.
I'm finna shoot this nigga.
I'm finna shoot this nigga." She like, no, you ain't finna shoot him. That's my dick.
Dead.
Literally.
Flying dick.
That's my Richard.
Money.
And she go in and she protect her Richard. On some Jolene shit. You know what I'm saying?
Will she stand up on both legs?
No. She just got a clear shot of that other nigga aiming at him.
Yeah. Pick this nigga off. But that's the one thing I didn't get. It was just like, look, man, like, what the fuck? I didn't understand the logic behind the whole action of, it seemed simple enough, but it seemed like one of them things like, bro, this Scarecrow ain't wearing no mask, bro. This is an IT guy.
You know who he is.
Like, right. Bro, like, what the fuck is y'all doing? And then I'm looking at fucking, bro, I'm working at Red Skull, and I'm just like, nigga.
Red Hood.
I'm looking at Red Hood, like, nigga. You a hoe.
Right. That nigga a straight hoe.
He a straight hoe, bro. I thought he was.
I hated that shit, bro.
Right, this nigga got no autonomy, bro. This nigga is just like, this nigga suggests some shit and you just roll with it.
Like, that nigga ain't got no mind of his own.
None.
Whatsoever.
And at this point, I was hoping he was still gonna be high. That nigga sober as fuck.
Right. That's the fucked up shit about it.
I thought he was gonna be a junkie. No, this nigga sober. This nigga's really like, yeah, I'm gonna stab this fucking painting. I'm like, nigga, the fuck is wrong with you?
Right.
Yeah, they were finna let me back in. No, nigga, you killed Hank. Nigga, you was never hanging out for Thanksgiving. You ain't coming to brunch.
Like, nigga, you was never hanging out.
You was not coming to fucking Titan brunch, nigga. Like,
So we can't gloss over the fact that damn. We can't gloss over the fact that Bruce had his last will and testament wrote out.
Trying to burn himself up.
Nigga finna kill himself.
Nah, bro. Like.
And burned out in the mansion.
Batman would never do that shit.
No,
they
exactly.
Would never commit suicide. They lost me with Batman.
Exactly.
Fuck who they got playing Batman. Exactly. Fuck them even putting Batman in this shit. Because Batman would not call the 1-800-LOGIC-SUICIDE number, nigga. No. Batman would not kill himself.
Exactly.
Batman is not committing suicide, bro. And I don't care how controversial this take is, bro. You telling me Batman finna die in a blaze of glory, literally just inhaling fucking smoke?
Right.
This is not how this nigga going out.
Right.
How dare y'all make Batman try to fucking die?
I hated that shit.
Bruh.
I hated that shit.
That's what tanked
shit,
that episode for me. I was like, this a 5, bro.
Yeah.
I literally had to have Batman try to commit suicide, bro.
Right. And then get rescued by damn Donald Troy.
Who came back from the dead when her body was in Themyscira, but she ended up in England. Bruce was over in Europe, nigga. This bitch had pop up in Europe. But you died at a fucking carnival in downtown fucking Milwaukee, bitch.
Shit crazy.
Nah, man. That previous episode got me with that, bro. Because that shit made no sense. I didn't like it. I didn't respect it.
No,
I'm like,
man.
Nah, bro. Bruce is not finna go out this bitch. Bless you.
Bless
and Donna
you.
Troy is just not finna... Her body's in Themyscira, bro. This don't make sense. They lost me with that.
Right.
Next episode, I can't lie. It was pretty entertaining, energetic. Because I was expecting the Blackfyre twist.
Yeah.
And I do want to see where the Blackfyre twist go. Because I do enjoy Blackfyre more than Eye Candy. She's a dope character. Even on Room for Starfire, they gave this bitch better wigs. And I've been on her team ever since.
I don't like the fact that once she got the power, she was like, I got other shit to handle. I'll be back.
I mean, I just know this nigga finna be on that sucker for love. I love you. You don't have to do it shit. And this is like, nah, bro. This bitch is literally... twerking the freakos, bro. She gone. She for the streets. Superboy don't know what for the streets mean, but he finna learn.
I believe she gonna go get them niggas who put her in that laboratory.
She got every right to.
Yeah.
I'm just like, nah, bitch. Like, you know, you ain't have your powers. You got captured. Your sister saved you. But at the same time, Starfire was tripping, accusing her of something. Blackfire ain't did shit yet. But it's not. You accuse her of taking your shit when it's like, bro. Your sister ain't been controlling why you been seeing irregular shit. But you been seeing that shit and can't explain it. You might not want to accuse her because she got the powers, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's keep our enemies closer, baby. Like, we can't alienate her.
Right.
So I'm kind of disappointed in Starfire in doing that, but at the same time, I can't get over your boy Dick Grayson really out here just thinking we finna just turn ourselves into 12. Like, we ain't gotta fight these niggas. Like, these niggas can't shooting, spitting, poking. Like, oh hell nah. Y'all got us fucked up. Beast Boy relapsed. That nigga damn near ate a nigga. For real, transform into a tiger, damn, ate a nigga, bro. He ate somebody. Somebody died, bro. Somebody got mauled. He mauled somebody. Yeah. Whenever he wake up naked, I assume somebody's dead.
Covered in blood.
Yeah.
Hit that nigga with the tranquilizer.
I mean, you know, yeah, bro. Like, you done blacked out and then did some shit that's outside of your character, allegedly. Oh, man.
Man,
Beast Boy. I'm on the ride, though.
Beast Boy need to just go ahead and transform into other shit like he been trying to do. They've been steadily hinting at that shit throughout each episode. You know what I'm saying? Like, when he was, I'm good. When he was watching the birds and all that shit.
Yeah, I know he's trying to turn into the bird. I mean, I hope he does get his moment to shine.
He was thinking about the ape and all that shit. Like,
CGI need to step it up. Because he deserves that. CGI need to step it up and he deserves to get to that level where he's like, you know, Beast Boy. Because like I said, I don't want them wasting characters. That's why they kind of got me with, you know, Young Justice. But at the same time, I enjoyed the idea of y'all can take any one of these characters and give me a fleshed out story, but y'all choosing not to.
Mm-hmm.
With Titans, I do appreciate they giving me the Red Hood story, but
there's some bullshit
this nigga,
though, bro.
This nigga just this
he
nigga,
is not Red Hood.
He's not Red Hood, bro. This nigga a whole hoe.
Like, Red Hood is supposed to eventually become the leader of the Outlaws, and that's him and Starfire and damn Arsenal. I don't see that shit happening with this nigga. You know, Arsenal's Red Arrow, Speedy, or whatever.
Introduce that motherfucker, bro. Like, give me him next season.
Right.
Because I'm just like, I'm sorry, bro.
They can even pull a buddy from Arrow, the one who played him.
And see, Arsenal instead of Red Hood.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But see, that's the thing, bro. Like, what them actually crossing over some shit, like. Titans exist however the fuck or where it exists.
They already did it during the crisis, bro.
They did. That's damn sure true. Nah, bro. I'm with you on that shit, Black.
No, like, I'm talking
I think
about.
At this point in Titans, they need to get into some more heavier comic book shit because the real life threat, the threat that they got going is a dope ass story. The shit with the water blaming them for it and they got to get in front of the shit and yeah. Gotham, Batman out of time. It's... Batman should still be in active form because I refuse to believe fucking, you know, AARP man is out here goddamn really.
Is actually Bruce.
Yeah, bro, I'm sorry, bro. Terry's supposed to be here by now. But I digress. I'm fucking with the Titans, man. I want to see where this shit goes. But they need to choose between Starfire and Gotham. What the fuck they finna show me, bro? Cause they done cheesed the Starfire shit, left it hanging for the last four episodes, and now they bringing it back up. I'm like, bro, y'all need to close this shit out.
Right, y'all tricked us into believing that she was getting visions from her sister,
and she's not. Wrap that shit up.
Right, and then we thought that she was getting visions from Raven. It's not visions from Raven.
Not from Raven. That's what we fuck the biggest loop. So wrap that shit up. Do not leave this Raven shit hanging. Don't leave the Starfire shit hanging. If they can do that, I'm good with this season. But them the two things I don't want.
Not at all.
So with that said, I give you episode before that, I give you a 6. I get this latest episode a fucking I get that shit an 8. That shit was intense. I'm fucking with it. It was an 8. That shit was intense. But I give y'all a 6 because Batman wouldn't do that shit. And I don't appreciate y'all trying to convince me he would.
Yeah, I don't see him trying to burn himself up.
Fuck out of here, man. It's Batman, bro. This is how he going out. This nigga fought Darkseid, and this is how he going out.
Nah.
Nah, bro. Fuck out of here.
Something, something Darkseid.
All right.
Shout out to the Braves. They won the Eastern League Conference Championship fourth time in a row. Despite them losing their MVP candidate, Ronald Acuna, for the whole season.
Damn.
Fuck the Phillies. This is another instance of Atlanta. Oh, to get the title, they had to beat the Philadelphia Phillies. So, fuck Philadelphia.
I knew he was gonna bring that shit in here. Like, god damn, bro. You just can't like that shit to you, nigga. You like cheese and steak.
I do. I like cheese steaks. I love them.
And you like freedom. Philadelphia gave you both. And they gave you crack, nigga. They put the crack in the bell. Ungrateful nigga.
No matter what you do,
and they gave Philly gave and you crack. Will Smith.
Philly gave you crack. Will Smith. And Jada gave it to everybody.
Including Lord Black and White.
Because she want to figure out what love is. Because she know what love ain't.
Don't come suing me. I ain't got shit for you.
Will, I seen Will pictures for his GQ interview. And I feel like he's trying to show his age. But at the same time, you know, he opened up about the open marriage. You know what I'm saying? He just let it be known. Like, yeah, the rumors were true, bro. That's what it was. He just let it be known in this latest article that he did with GQ magazine. I ain't got that magazine in print.
Yeah, which rumors?
But, I mean, no, he talked about his wife. They have an open marriage. He was just like, yo, we've dated people within our marriage. Like,
there's a lot of shit that goes into that, though. Like, which rumors are we talking about specifically?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I talk about girlfriend all that. Give me two of them. But I'm just simply saying, bro, on some Hollywood rumor shit, you kind of always heard about it, right? And then... You know, I guess he coming opening up about it more or less because this has been 1 year since Entanglement Gate.
Entanglement Gate.
And Entanglement since- Gate. Remember Entanglement Gate? Like, Will had to sit through everybody making entanglement jokes, bro. That was the whole.
This is a real
that was the whole
thing.
Internet for a whole 2 weeks, bro. That was literally the only thing popping was entanglement. And Will had to take that on the chin, and it's like. You know, it ain't our business, but it's public. So then it just becomes culture, bro. Like, they gonna talk about this shit on Jeopardy, nigga. I got to know about it. Because when I'm at future Alex Trebek's granddaughter playing the fucking game, I'm trying to win the $10,000.
Right. I need to know the answer to the question.
Back in the early 2020s.
Bruh. It's also 10 years. Well, not even 10 years. It's also the anniversary recently since Ray J went on the Breakfast Club.
Him and Fabulous.
And he had to tell the whole world that the nigga was a thug, bro. Y'all niggas think that Ray J sweet, but like I tried to tell y'all niggas a long time ago, ain't shit sweet about center view ass Pyru ass motherfucking Ray J, bro. Y'all think that shit a game.
Bro, I knew for the song Wait a Minute, bro. Like, hey, he said some shit.
Even before that, bro, it's a song called Centerview.
Hey, nigga just bought a Neptune beat and just put a song on.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
Before that, y'all need to go on YouTube and look up Ray J Centerview. So he can show y'all where he from and where he at. And then when he had K-Slay come out there. Yeah, come on, Stay Slick, come out there, nigga. They was on Pyru Avenue or Street, whatever the hell that shit called. It's Pyru Street Avenue, whatever the fuck it's called. Right out there, niggas. Ray J on stage, nigga. Throwing up the set, singing Centerview. Y'all definitely need to see that. And then I had the pleasure of showing my wife the video of Ray J when he had those indestructible sunglasses.
Oh, yeah, that shit was funny. I don't care.
You can't break them. They're indestructible.
They're indestructible.
Hey, listen, I don't want to do this right now.
Try to break them.
I don't want to do this right now, bro. I don't want to do it.
You can't break them.
They're in my hand. I feel them.
Yeah,
I can break them.
Try it.
Snap.
Okay.
Ray J, bro. Don't try that, man, bro. You can't out ninja ninja. You can't trick the Gucci.
Right.
You can't goddamn ban the snowman. You can't out blood Ray J, bro.
Ray J, bro.
You can't. Especially if you're not from there.
Legend.
They won't break.
Ray J,
working
a legend.
Working all day. Yeah, now it's on. Pull up, dump.
Maybe because I'm a thug.
Wait a minute.
Ice, cause I'm with the.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Isn't that Brandy's brother?
Wait. Hey, that nigga had Lil' Kim, bro. Like.
Oh, wait
right.
a minute.
On the Fibber Limit crew. Like, damn, Shaw, it's like that. Oh, man.
Man. The goddamn Ray J.
Yeah.
Oh, dirty Brandy.
I'm gonna bounce out of here at 8 because I gotta go get my goddamn shirt. Folks.
Well, let's do it, man. What else we got?
Real quick, I wanna talk about motherfucking Clever. AKA Kung Fu Crypto. I wanna talk to y'all about Clever real quick. They came out with an exchange recently. It is. Y'all who trade pairs and things like that, it's an exchange you probably definitely want to get into, but the Tron network is currently ranked number 3 after Ethereum. They also have a host of different staking options that will get you all kind of rewards. I've been loving that shit lately, and shout out to Clever Tron network.
Hey.
And Rapping Crypto podcast. I've been fucking with y'all lately. Y'all been putting me on some shit that I've been fucking with. And shout out to y'all niggas.
Well, let me piggyback off of that and say, if you think about getting a job with Amazon as a driver, you might want to reconsider that shit, because they got these AI cameras now that's penalizing motherfuckers for doing shit that they supposed to be doing. Even though they did studies over the years and shit and tell you how, you know, they decreased the number of seatbelt violations and stop and go violations and, you know, wrecks and all that shit. But
Don't brake and stop at stop signs.
At the same time, these cameras are watching you so hard, bro. Like, if you ain't wearing no looks and you make a gesture with your eyes like you finna get in a wreck, they'll penalize you. So you can't get no fantastic driver's rating because this the shit that's going to rate your shit.
Damn.
Yeah. So if you ain't got no...
Like a predictive scan your shit.
Right. Exactly. It's watching your every movement and it's wired into the car or the van or whatever. So it's going to have the sensors on the outside as well as watching you on the camera. And it's AI, so it's like, this shit is pretty much just predicting how your face supposed to look normally anyway while it's watching you. But drivers said they been penalized for shit that they ain't even fucking do. Because niggas just cut them off in traffic and shit like that, and they react to it to keep from getting hit. But the thing automatically drops their damn ranking down from fantastic to good. And then from good to damn fair, and then from fair to poor.
They ain't even the one that initiated.
That sound like some
fucked up shit.
That sound like a Black Mirror episode.
Right.
Bro, but this shit real.
Like, he was trying to tell you some shit and
right.
Didn't want to believe it.
Right. It's always some. Well, if it's some kind of episode or something that's weird or creepy like that, you gotta listen to it, bro, because that shit is based off of something real. Everything comes from something real. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's some super fantasy bullshit, you know what I'm saying? But even that got some truth in it somewhere. So, listen to the folk that doesn't work for these Amazon driving companies and tell you now they having to pay for the damages and shit to the damn car and all this other bullshit because the thing was saying they were driving poorly when they won. Some motherfucker cut them off and hit them or some bullshit like that. They're literally charging these niggas out of their check. Pay for the repairs and shit.
Oh, man.
We heading towards a cold world with this AI shit, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, in regards to that, bro, that's literally technology that's been, like, drops of have been given over the years because, like, realistically, bro, in the past... Within the past 50 years, we've advanced more than we have in the first few millennia.
He's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just what I was saying back then, like when we was first noticing the shit. Like, ain't nothing but reverse engineering all the alien tech, bro. And selling that shit bit by bit, upgrade per upgrade, when they've been had to upgrade from the jump. Yeah, I know the secret. God damn it.
Like, European Union talking about they want a universal charger for all cell phones now.
I fuck with
USB-C.
I fuck with that.
Yep.
Right. I fuck with that. They were like,
one universal charger.
They were just like, bro, we ain't with the bullshit. Y'all ain't finna sell us a, but if y'all sell one, what's the best one? USB-C? Well, that's the
one that everybody should be using.
Right. That they just made that shit simple. I'm like, nah, I don't really agree with the whole overall because I feel like, nah, nigga, if I got a different phone, I shouldn't. From Apple, you can't make me make phones with USB-C like just to sell them in your country. That ain't fair.
I mean, it is. Still, I mean, because the lightning charger on the Apple, the other side that goes to the walls are USB-C.
But at the same time, if you got the resources to fucking make it,
why not?
Then, hey, it is what it is once they set that law. But I'm just like, damn, bro, that's some bold shit for you to say, bro, we don't want that little skinny iPod 5, iPod 10 charger. No, nigga, USB-C.
That shit don't work.
Y'all got to change y'all shit.
But, I mean, like I said, what you want to do is get a standardization of some shit because the new Apples, the stuff that goes into them is USB-C, is USB-C. And then, like I said, the lightning charger that goes into my phone that charge my shit in 30 minutes, that shit is a USB-C. USB-C.
Mm-hmm.
The other part is just a lightning charger, but I mean, just make that shit
fucking
lightning.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I feel like it's easily adaptable. I feel like that shit will work. But you know.
Damn. Shut up. I was about to say, no matter where you at, you can use somebody's charger, bro.
Yeah. And that's the whole idea. It's just like, I've seen in the airports, you can buy pens that got a charge in them. Like, you pay so much for the pen got a little USB-C cable and got enough juice to charge your phone up one good time.
Yeah, I saw that shit, the damn Apple Pen and all that. I was like,
I mean, that's for drawing. I'm talking about...
That's for the pad, yeah.
I'm talking about an actual, like, one-time use battery that you use to charge your phone. You buy that bitch, pay like $8.
They make the rechargeable ones, though, so why would you buy that?
Bruh, if you're in a crazy situation, you need to charge your phone on the go. You can buy this thing and give it one good charge.
Yeah, I mean, but I'll probably think of somewhere where I could charge it for free.
I mean, I believe that, but at the same time, it's like, I feel like that's a good thing to have. You'd be in a position where you can get just a random charge.
Yeah.
Like, 3 o'clock in the morning, you running down the street with only your phone and some goddamn boxer shorts because somebody tried to kill you, but you got away. Yeah. You need to charge your phone to call for help. I'll be happy to live in a city that got that fucking machine in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I can do what?
Long as the motherfucker at the damn... Long as the motherfucker at the register ain't tripping. Like, hey, you get out of here with your no clothes on.
I'm buying this bitch. I'm
scared
that motherfucker.
Bro, somebody just tried to kill me, bro. Like, what? No, I don't want no trouble.
I'm scared. How you pay for it, man? Just scan your fucking hand, nigga. Doom, 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 doom.
Be on the end time shit.
As the scene unfolds, your girls, 13 years old, expose themselves.
And it was every Tom, Dick, and Hank.
It is R. Kelly.
Oh. All right, guys. Beep, 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 beep. All right, my niggas. So, since it's Halloween, I decided to watch some movies, right?
You seen Scream Queens?
No, I watched this movie, right? Macchio, you might appreciate it. It's called Climax. It's a movie about the... It's a French movie. And they got some Daft Punk in the soundtrack. They're playing Rolling and Scratching. The motherfuckers are sipping sangria.
Wow.
They're doing fucked up shit.
Wow. So
that's
you
pretty much the gist of the movie.
You automatically assume because they're sipping sangria and playing Daft Punk
getting,
that
doing fucked
the,
up shit.
The Macchio metal.
Yeah, bro. That's a movie you might want to check out. Now,
all right.
It's not... a great movie, but it's like, it's an interesting movie, but it's like they could have went harder with like the way they did the story. It was really like, it felt tamer. It felt, once I got to the end, it felt like a tamer story than the horror, because the horror element I felt was glossed over. But I feel like it's one you might have to see for yourself. But that's what it's called. It's on Showtime. That's why I saw it. I rewatched Species, because I ain't seen it in forever, just to see how that aged. It was just titties in HD.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's pretty much it.
Well, speaking of stuff that's come out and it's over with around this period of time, Moon Knight just finished. Not in post-production, no, none of that. It just wrapped, so I'll be getting the trailer for that soon.
That's what's up.
It's not quite scary. It's not like in the Halloween.
Yeah.
What would you call that? Realm or whatever, but
yeah, that's spiritual.
Close enough.
Yeah, I started Midnight Mass. Hell.
All right, then.
Interesting. It's dead cats. I know niggas finna go crazy, nigga. Once cats dead, people freak the fuck out.
Don't fuck with cats.
Bruh.
Man, there's a damn dead cat in my front yard, bro.
Oh, shit, bro. Sorry.
Yeah, man, this is the one that damn... the wild cat that used to stay around my house. It was like...
Well, not, like a bobcat?
No, no, it was just a feral cat.
Oh, I was thinking you said a wild cat. I'm thinking fucking...
No, I meant like... It was just a cat that didn't have no home and stayed outside. Like a stray cat.
Dancing doll on crack.
Basically, it was a gray cat that looked like... church from Pet Cemetery.
Look at that dancing.
And that motherfucker died in the...
That's a bass drum playing on that bass.
It's been there since, like... Actually, this is the son or the daughter. I don't know if it was a girl or a boy. I ain't never get that close to it, but... It was the child of the first church cat that used to roam around our house. But she ran off or whatever. Got ate up. I don't know. But... this one died in the ditch in the front yard.
Oh, that's gross, man. I'm sorry, though.
Yeah, so it's like, as soon as you're getting ready to pull up my house, you just smell death.
Ocean. There's 9 Perfect Strangers. I know you got to get out of here, but got the finale. Non-Perfect Strangers. Non-Perfect Strangers with Nicole Kidman. What are your thoughts, man?
Like I said, the center focus of all this shit, shouted, well, goddamn Nicole, goddamn Kidman, and her goddamn wanna be with her fucking child, shouted. She brought them motherfuckers in there because she killed the people before that, hopping them up on all kind of psychedelics. But irregardless of the circumstances at hand, God damn, that was a great ass motherfucking season finale. And I love how goddamn Man Boy and his wife was welcome to tranquility.
That was dope. I did appreciate how they, he was hungering to do something. He had this vast amount of wealth, but he was bored. He had no purpose in life. He was like, bro, I'm a millionaire, I pay taxes, and I'm bored, bro. He was like, I really got no imagination, I don't know what the fuck to do with my money. Like, I just got it, and my wife is always on her fucking phone because she bored. You know what I'm saying? They took that bitch, they took her phone from her for a whole fucking week, and it saved her fucking marriage.
Yeah.
And him just came to respect the, yeah, you got the money to provide for a family, but you bored, bro. You bored, bro. Go do some shit. Like, nigga, like, you got $1 million. Go
you
do some
need
shit.
Love. You have no motivation to be a regular human.
Nothing.
And you need love. And you need closure.
Yeah. So go get. And I like how everybody got what they needed in the end. You know what I'm saying? This is personal shit. I did appreciate how dark they took it with, in regards to the family and what they had to deal with, and depression, the grief, suicide.
You read the side effects, mom.
Like, that was some heavy shit. Like, the weight from her feeling like she read the side effects of the medication that caused her son to commit suicide. And that was one of the side effects. It was just like, well, damn, you co-signed on the medication. He took one of the side effects of suicide, so y'all ain't here. So the company, so the drug maker's not held liable. Y'all just left with a son that committed suicide of his own volition, and there is no, just left asking why.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They just tormented. They don't know why. They were just like,
answers there.
Why? They were like, you know what I'm saying? They just left with the weight of why.
Yeah.
Like, what did or what didn't we do? Even the sister who was like, you my twin. How the fuck did I not know you were hurting? Like, what the fuck was going on?
Yeah. Right, how did I not feel that?
Yeah, it gets heavy. From there, it's a lot of other personal shit that happened. But like I said, Non-Perfect Strangers, dope show. Nicole Kim has had 3 in a row. Season finale closed that show out. I got to give the overall series an 8 out of 10. There were certain moments that opened up plots that went nowhere. But ultimately, I give it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah. I don't want to give it a 9. I don't want to give it an 8. I give it an 8.5.
Okay.
It was pretty good. I'm definitely looking forward to more. I'm looking forward to seeing where it goes.
I think it's done, though. It's based on the book.
Yeah, it based on the book, but my mom read the book and she says it's a lot more.
Huh. We'll see. Like I said, they check it out depending on who's in it, what's going on. I check it out. Hulu has a good edition. I don't really know what to check out during Halloween this time of year, so I'm on the hunt.
Yeah.
My idea is for the whole month, I gotta watch one horror movie a day. So some days if I'm too busy to watch one, I might watch two on the next day, because all I know is I got to watch one for every day of the month.
If you never watched Scream Queens, I would recommend you watch Scream Queens. It's pretty funny. Come on, Fox.
I remember Scream Queens. I mean, I got other shit I gotta catch up on. But maybe I catch it. I don't know. I just got a list of shit that I need to watch. Niggas done gave me lists. People done told me to watch this, watch that, and I've never gotten to it, so now I have to get to it. But that's the idea. Try to knock some of it out. Jermaine pre-produced 2 songs on American Gangsta, not the whole fucking album.
I didn't say produce the whole fucking album, but niggas don't even know that he was on American Gangsta at all.
I just want to say that for the record.
And then, like I said, you came from the church of the denomination of the Dirty Diddy Dick Riders from Duffy. You came in on your own train, and I came in on my goddamn so-so-deaf bass all-stars DJ Naps train. So you go over there with your shiny shoot ass nigga, and then I'm gonna go over here with my nigga who probably got embarrassed from goddamn getting on a live with goddamn a Harlem nigga. You can't punch a nigga on live, so it wasn't nothing that Jermaine Dupri could do.
I mean, you could, it'd be frowned upon.
Yeah, it would be definitely frowned upon. But as I said in a previously private text message, it is one nigga out of them two niggas that is in the Writers Hall of Fame, and it ain't the nigga with the shiny suits. And I don't give a fuck. Listen, we're just gonna go ahead down this hill. Just go ahead down this hill right motherfucking now. Alright? Juicy wasn't that fucking influential of a fucking song to me. I couldn't relate to nothing but the first fucking word of that the bars. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and peppered heavy something in my magazine. After that, I don't know none of that shit. Because I was listening to Immature at that time. I was listening to another Bad Creation at that time.
Well, at least the man was honest.
And I was listening to a bunch of other shit.
At one point, it was all a dream, nigga. Like, you gotta admit, nigga, it was all a dream. Fuck gay, yeah. You a dream. He woke you up, nigga. And nigga's the same man.
I didn't like Biggie's album. I like Life After Death. I didn't like it. To me, Biggie is an okay artist. He's not in my top 10.
I heard niggas say dumb shit like that, you know, but. I still fuck with you though. I'm just like, bro,
I heard the album and I wasn't impressed. Like, the best Biggie album to me was the remix album that he did posthumously. That Diddy arranged with random people like Bone Thugs and Harmony, bruh, and
come
shit.
Come on, man.
All right. Other than that, like I said, Notorious and Life After Death, those albums to me were okay. They were very unrelatable to me. I couldn't relate to none of the shit in
the
album.
I ain't relating to DMX, but I get older and I'm just like, the shit age. I don't know this Biggie, but that's a different conversation, bro. Like I said, this shit is subjective, so I can't hit you over the head with it.
I said, my partner gonna shoot at me after I tell him this.
I can't blame him, bro. You better put a vest on. You better get one of them Donda vests, niggas, that's blessed by the Lord. Yay, nigga.
Look, man.
Because that nigga finna send shots.
All Jermaine Dupri was trying to say was, look, from a producer standpoint, nigga,
I produced this shit.
I made these shits, bro. You put your money up for the shit. That's not the same thing. That's all he was trying to say. He was saying, sign the fucking contract so we can really go down the list of what I fucking did as far as number one hits. That was it. But he went about it in a bitch ass way.
He ain't play nothing. He was like, well,
did he film the very first Outkast video?
I know, play his ball.
So, you know, I give him his props, but bruh, it's one of them niggas that's in the Writers Hall of Fame, and it ain't Diddy. Because Diddy don't write shit.
He write checks.
He write checks. Don't worry if he write rhymes. All right? You don't have to worry about that.
He told you that himself.
Take that.
He didn't say that himself. Rusty 5'9 told him that. To tell you that.
Take it.
He told you. Yeah, man.
I don't know, man. Go ahead. Just, you know.
Let's see. Okay.
Just don't cap.
Talking about writing checks, man. Let's talk about Scar Joe selling that shit. Or did we do that already?
Bruh. Scar Joe has agreed to terms with Disney to consolidate and I don't know. I'm just saying shit, bro.
Basically, they're going to keep working together and everything is square and fair now because based on the argument, she missed something in the contract, got paid $20 million off top before the movie even did anything. And they said, look, man, why are you complaining about it coming out on the streaming site first and we using your image to sell the shit? We still made $380 million worldwide.
You bitch.
What did you complain about?
Man, look, Scarlett opened up. She did that shit for everybody else. And that's all love right there, because every actor in the field didn't have that. Scar did that, so hopefully you don't have to go through that. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much what really it was. Did. She did that.
Scarlett so did that, so Shang Chi didn't have to go through that.
That's what it was. She was like, the rest of y'all ain't gotta ask no questions. I'm finna answer the whole shit for you. How much am I getting about the doors and shit? You ain't getting shit, cause all the movies are coming out only in theaters for the rest of the year.
Everybody
coincidentally, they sell that shit in all the movies theaters only. I'm like, you damn right. Motherfucker, like, look, if we didn't put it in the contract, just put it out, bro. I like that shit. It feels like, I don't know, man. She's a thespian. She's a true actress. And I think as far as the whole craft of acting, I think she really cares about the whole craft of it. I really get this genuine sense. This is some... You take one... Like, fuck, what you gonna do to me? I'm Scarlett Johansson. This is Disney. Disney owns everything, bro. And she's really like...
I'm Scar Joe. She's standing my motherfucking up husband wins Emmys every fucking year for Saturday Night Live.
They own the news, bro. Like, Disney can tell you what the fuck it is, even if that ain't it. And you gonna take it, cause it's the motherfucking ABC News. So in sports, if I'm Scarlett Johansson, I'm finna go to war with ABC News. I gotta have my facts.
Oh, bitch, you better.
Yeah, if you better, you gotta have your facts. So I feel like she showed up to do what she had to do. And I'm not gonna hate Disney. They have too much content I love for me to ever really like hate them. But I don't want them to be the bad guy. And I don't want to feel like I'm looking the other way on the creatives and the small guys that's trying to... That Disney can crush, right? You can be a black filmmaker trying to make some shit. Disney catch interest in your shit, ask you to change some shit. You say no, they crush your whole shit. Mm-hmm. And nobody say shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that shit has happened 10 times in the past 2 years and we wouldn't even know it. But shit that come out be so fire. We be like, damn.
They sure took down all of my damn t-shirt designs.
I just want to say, from Reservation Dogs, if a Native American pops up on you with a lawnmower that he stole from a local hardware store and he asks you for an axe,
give it to him.
Produce it.
Give it to him.
Ocean smoke bomb.
Give that nigga
that. Man, I know he was talking about it. Marvel suing the creators of their characters to try to keep control in the name of the characters within Marvel.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, man. I don't know what's up with that.
Bruh, get them people 1%. So 1% of a billion is more than niggas will ever see, bro. Just get them 1%, bro. Just give them something, bro.
Like, I say, if not that,
I get that the work was created for hire. If that's the case, it's created for hire. But if it's supposed to expire after an amount of time, and y'all need to negotiate that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it expires after a certain amount of time, even if it was work for hire, I don't know the details. But what I do know is, like, if my dad created fucking Iron Man,
yeah, they want to keep.
Like, bro, I ain't no reason I should be out here asking to borrow $10. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Iron Man, Spider-Man, Doctor Strange, Ant-Man, Hawkeye, Black Widow, Falcon, Thor, and some others.
Like, bro, give me something. Like, what can I get? Like, bro, I get it. Like, it should be some residual that shit. Like, even on a business level, like, the people who represent or create those characters should be taken care of. Like, I just feel like that's just business. Like, they should just be taken care of. My thing is,
they were taken care of beforehand, as far as I would have thought.
Talking about Ditko now?
I mean, any of the people who created these Marvel characters, you created the shit work for hire. You were paid 25 cents a day to create this shit. And there ain't no way in hell I'm finna give you 25 million when, bitch, I paid you 25 cents a day. You made a fire-ass character and 60 years later, your fucking granddaughter trying to collect bank. Like, nigga, she ain't had nothing to do with this. Like, right. I paid you.
Because that's what it is. It's about the family.
Yeah, it's like, I paid you. And they like, nah, bro, this is some iconic shit. This ain't no ordinary shit you created, bro. This is a phenomenon. I need at least the pist of it.
I think basically what they were trying to do was secure that their family estate is always getting that recognition for creating it in the first place. You know what I'm saying?
But where that money?
Yeah, it says here, Disney's Marvel unit has filed 5 lawsuits in the hopes of retaining full control and ownership of Iron Man, Spider-Man, Doctor Strange, Ant-Man, Hawkeye, Black Widow, Falcon, Thor, and others. So The litigation is a counter move after the heirs of several Marvel authors filed dozens of termination notices.
Fuck you, Willie. Fuck
the U.S. Copyright Office.
Rise down, bitch.
I wasn't looking at them then.
Marvel argued that they were work for hire.
Yeah.
When creating the characters, like you just said. In the filing, Marvel draws a parallel to the case involving Jack Kirby, who co-created the X-Men, Thor, and Iron Man. Kirby's heirs similarly sought to reclaim copyright to his creations. Characters were created under a work for hire agreement. Marvel's lawyers, led by Daniel Petroselli, yeah, I think that's how you say it, says these cases present virtually identical circumstances.
Shit.
If Marvel loses, Disney will legally require to share ownership of the characters with the family.
I got a story about a New Jersey prime. I'm sorry. There's a new Japanese prime minister who is a Demon Slayer fan who said he's going to boost the income in the anime industry.
Okay. How?
All right. Fumio Kishida, who recently won the Liberal Democratic Party presidential elections, said that he will try his best to boost the income of the people who are working for the anime and manga industry. Kushida is going on his 100th president. Is going to be the 100th president of Japan. While speaking with the public conference, he said, "I will do my best to work and raise income for people involved in the Japanese soft power industry, such as manga, anime, and movies." The next president of Japan is also a big fan of Demon Slayer franchise and has read all of the volumes of Demon Slayer as of recently. A reporter asked about the Demon Slayer friend recently broadcast on TV across Japan. They asked him if he's seen it. He said he hasn't watched it yet, but he's read all the volumes of Kimetsu no Yaiba. His favorite character is Akaza. And in case you didn't know, Akaza is one of the 12 upper moons, which means he was one of the antagonists of the Demon Slayer Mugen Train film. Like, if he's read that, then he knows the shit. But he says he's going to he says he's going to produce the income. Japan recently showed the movie in Japan across their television networks, and they set a record. It had the highest viewing with 11 million people.
Really?
11 million people tuned in to watch the Demon Slayer movie premiere across Japan for the first time.
Well, maybe we'll be able to start getting some damn anime premiered on primetime television.
Nah, I need to come in the theaters, bro. I saw Demon Slayer on Mugen Train the theaters. I'm glad they did that. They need to do that for more theaters. I really hope that's a trend, because Demon Slayer showed that that's a hit.
I mean, I don't argue that. Need more options available to be able to watch fucking anime movies.
Dude. Oh boy, that's so much I gotta get into.